Welcome back to the OU Daily Global to Hillel Metaphysics phone call. This is Naftali Herman of the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Yom Chamishi, the 21st day of the month of Tammuz. We continue to direct our thoughts and tefillot, our prayers, all of those impacted by the tragic building collapse now 1 week ago in Surfside, Florida. We ask that you please continue to have all those who are missing and their families in your tefillot, in your prayers. Thank you to our incredible and generous sponsors for their continued support, in particular the Schwartz family, whose names are prominently listed in the OU Daily email. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note that the deadline to submit a sponsorship or tomorrow's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my great honor to welcome back to the Daily Call and introduce Rabbi Michael Chaimov from the Bukharian Congregation of Jamaica State in Queens, New York, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Chaimov slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf, Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. These are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. And it will be followed by the Mishaberach, Lecholim, and Achinim. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, the Chavod, with great honor, Rabbi Chaimov.
Hello? Okay,
you're on live.
How's it going? I'm on live. Beautiful. Shalom Aleichem, to all our dear listeners. I wanted to thank Rav Naftali Herman for all that he does. I wanted to thank the Orthodox Union, the Chazak organization, for all they do. It is a great honor for me, a great privilege to join you today and to share with you a few words of Chizuk. We're going to begin our discussion today with a Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman, in chapter 271, he writes as follows: Mekadesh al kos malei yain, that a person, when he makes Kiddush, he should make Kiddush Friday night or Shabbos day on a full cup of wine, and then he continues to explain that the cup shouldn't be pugum. So this actually is sourced in a Gemara in Brachot, and the Gemara, the Talmud in Brachot, brings down as follows. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, Kol hamevarech al kos male, any person who makes a bracha, he blesses on a full cup of wine, notnim lo nachala beli mitzarim. His reward is they give him an inheritance without any boundaries. He gets endless reward. For what? For making Kiddush on a full cup of wine. This is very perplexing. For a few extra ounces of wine that he pours into his cup, they're going to give him such an endless reward. What is the substantiality? What is the secret to this Ma'amar Chazal? So I also heard a beautiful chat, and they said that what the Gemara is trying to teach us is a lesson in our avodas Hashem, in our divine service. And that is, when we do a mitzvah, when we do something good, when we serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when we serve God Almighty, we have to strive to give it our all. You're right, you could fill 3-4 ounces into a cup and make Kiddush. But no. Says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Gemara, that we have to make it on a full cup of wine. Why? It's to teach ourselves this lesson, that when we serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu, when we serve God Almighty, we have to give it our all. How many times do we serve Hashem, you know, and sometimes we're inches away from giving our all, and in the end we don't quite, you know, maximize and capitalize. But the Shulchan Aruch is coming to teach us that we have to grab and seize each and every opportunity and never to let go of an opportunity to do a mitzvah, bishleimus, in completion. And that's what this Gemara is coming to teach us. Some examples that apply to everyday life. You know, we all daven on a daily basis. And we have to remember that our tefillah, it keeps the world going. It's mamish. The Gemara says that it's mamish at the pinnacle of the world, at the highest point of the world, our tefillah. And sometimes we're unable to give it our all for various reasons. And I think that we have to strengthen the union of tefillah and to remember this Ma'amar Chazal, this statement of our sages, that we have to give it our all in our divine service. And when we give it our all, when our tefillah is shalem, it's complete, and when our family time is complete, and anything we do, when it's completed, we give it our all, we're focused, we're not in 2-3 places at once. Once we do this, then we're going to be tapping into this secret, this Ma'amar Chazal, And the promise is that they're going to give a person a nachala b'lim at sarim. Something so simple, seemingly. All I have to do is put a few more ounces of grape juice or wine into a cup. What's the big deal? No, no, no. The big deal is that now you're doing a mitzvah b'shlemut. You're doing a mitzvah in completion. And we the Am HaNivchar, the chosen nation, we have it in us to serve Hashem from Omek HaLev, from the bottom of our hearts. We all want to give, our dear Father in Heaven, Nachat Ruach, to make Him happy with us, etc. And the best way to do that is to give it our all, to focus and to ask ourselves, am I giving it my all? Am I completing the mitzvah? The shlemus, or maybe I'm not giving it my 100%. And when we do give it our 100%, Hashem says, even if it's something small, but if you give it 100% of your focus and your concentration, then I'm going to give you nachal obli mitzvah. Mihi ratzon, may be the will in front of Hashem Yitzvarach, in front of God Almighty, that we are mekayimei mitzvah, that we fulfill the mitzvot, the shlemos, in completion, because that's our, tefkid ba'olam, this is our mission in this world, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the manifestation of our service and completion is what gives Hashem this nachat ruach, and here also that we bring this into practice. At this time, we were asked to recite a few prakim of Tehillim. We will, of course, have in mind all the sick ones, all the people in Am Yisrael who need a Yeshua, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu send them a speedy recovery. Amen. We will be starting with Parak Chaf, chapter 20, in Tehillim. It starts with Lamenatzeach. Lamenatzeach mizmor le David. Ya'ancha Adonai biyom tzara. Yisagev Hashem Elohei Yaakov. Yishlach Ezricha mikodesh. Umitzion yisadeka. Yizkor kol minchotecha. Ve'olatecha yidash nesela. Yiten lecha kilvavecha. וכל עצתך ימלא, נרננה בישועתך, ובשם אלוהינו נגדול, ימלא אדוני כל משאלותיך, אתה ידעתי, כי הושיע אדוני משיחו, יענהו משמי קודשו, בגבורות ישע ימינו, אלה ברכב ואלה בסוסים, ואנחנו בשם אדוני אלוהינו נזכיר, הם בקרו ונפלו, ואנחנו קמנו ונתעודד, אדוני הושיע המלך יעננו ביום קורנו. We will now be turning to chapter 23, Parak Chav Gimel, in the Tehillim. מזמור לדוד, אדוני רואי לו אחסר, בינות דשא ירביצני, על מי מלוחות ינחלני, נפשי שובב, ינחני במגלי צדק, למען שמו. גם כי אלך מגץ על מוות, לא ירא רע, כי אתה עמדי, שבתך ומשענתך, המה ינחמוני, תערוך לפני שולחן מגץ אורני, וישנת בשמן ראשי כוסי רוויה, אך טוב וחסד ירדפוני, כל ימי חיי, ושבתי בבית אדוני לאורך ימים. We will now be going to Parak Kuf Chaf Aleph, which is chapter 121 in the Tehillim. Shir lama alod esa ena el heharim me'ayin yavo ezri ezri me'ayim adonai ose shamayim v'aretz alitne lamod raglecha אל ינום שומריך, הנה לא ינום ולא ישן, שומר ישראל, אדוני שומריך, אדוני צילך על יד ימיניך, יומם השמש לא יקקה, וירח בלילה, אדוני ישמורך מכל רע, ישמור את נפשך, אדוני ישמור צאתך ובואך, מעתה ועד עולם. We will now be going to chapter 130. Kuf Lamed in Tehillim. Shir HaMa'alot Mima'amakim Kenaticha Adonai Adonai Shema Bikoli Tiena Oznecha Kashuvot Lekol Tahanunai Im Avonot Tishmoria Adonai Mi Yamod Ki Oimecha Haseliha למען דברי, קיוויתי אדוני קיוותה נפשי, ולדברו הלתי, נפשי לאדוני ושומרים לבוקר, שומרים לבוקר, יחל ישראל אל אדוני, כי האם אדוני החסד, והרבה עמו פדות, והוא יפדה את ישראל מכל עוונותיו.
Mishaberach Lecholim. Please stand by. Seems that we lost our Lechaim, lost, we got disconnected. Please stand by. Okay, we should have Rabbi Chaim Lutz back on the line.
Mechila, I apologize. We will now be doing a Misha Berach L'cholim for all the sick people. Misha Berach Avotenu, Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, Imotenu, Sarah Rivka Rachel V'Lea, Uyirapeh Et Kol HaCholim, Et Kol HaCholot, Uyichlalam. הקדוש ברוך הוא ימלא רחמים עליהם, להחלימם ולרפותם, ולהחזיקם ולחיותם, וישלח להם מהרה רפואה שלמה מן השמיים, לרמח איבריהם, ושעת להגידיהם, בתוך שאר חולי ישראל, רפואת הנפש ורפואת הגוף, השתא בעגלא ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן. ואולי סיבי אחינו, אחינו כל בית ישראל, הנתונים בצרה ובשביה, העומדים בין בים ובין ביבשה, המקום ירחם עליהם, ויוצאים מצרה לרווחה, ומאפלה לאורה, ומשעבוד לגאולה, השתא בעגלא ובזמן קריב, ונאמר אמן.
Amen. Thank you so much, Rabbi Chaimov. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and refuah for all of those in need will be answered, Latova, for good. Please join us again tomorrow on Friday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, as we will hear words of inspiration from Rabbi Yechiel Morris of the Young Israel of Southfield in Detroit, Michigan. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.